It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. I'm Keith Manley. Thank you for inviting me into your day today. And today I want to talk to you about the call to discipleship. A lot of people, that word discipleship is a strange word to you. But in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, some of the last words Jesus spoke were, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Imagine with me for a moment that you receive an invitation to be personally mentored by the greatest leader in the world, someone who has all wisdom, power, and authority. How would you respond to it? Would you accept? Now imagine that this leader is not a businessman. He's not a politician. He's not a celebrity. He's not Elon Musk, but he's Jesus Christ himself. That's exactly what discipleship is. It's an invitation to follow, to learn, and to become like Jesus. Too often we think of discipleship as an optional part of the Christian life. But in reality, friend, Jesus never called people to just be believers. Even the demons believe and tremble. He called them to be disciples. And today we're going to explore what it means to be a disciple here on Fresh Oil, why it matters, and how we can truly follow Jesus. First thing I want to share with you today about a disciple is called to follow Jesus. See, we often think of the 12 disciples and how they followed Jesus around for 3.5 years. But listen, neighbor, he also called us to be disciples. When Jesus called his disciples, he didn't say, "Come believe in me and go on with your life," did he? In Matthew 4:19, this is what he said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." So the first step of discipleship is really pretty simple. It's to follow Jesus. The difference between a fan and a follower. Think about this. Imagine a man who loves basketball. He watches every game. He wears his jersey. He knows all the stats. You can ask him at any point how his team is doing and he can tell you. But if you asked him to get onto the court and play, he wouldn't know what to do. That's the difference between a fan and a follower. A fan admires from a distance, but a follower commits. Many people admire Jesus, but true disciples, they follow him in every part of life. Are you a fan of Jesus today, or are you truly following him? Is there anything in your life that keeps you from fully committing to him and fully following Jesus? See, following Jesus means walking in his ways, to learn from him, and to even obey the commands that he's given us in his word. The second thing that I note about being a disciple is a disciple's transformed by Jesus. Discipleship isn't just about learning information, but it's also about transformation. I love what Paul said in Romans 12 in verse 2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." When Jesus called his disciples, he didn't leave them the same. Think about it. Peter went from this fearful fisherman to a bold preacher. One who, when they came to crucify him, he's like, "I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. Crucify me upside down." Jesus changed Peter, changed his life. Matthew went from collecting taxes to collecting souls. A true disciple is changed by Jesus Christ. I think about the caterpillar and the butterfly. You see, a caterpillar crawls on the ground, slow and very limited. But when it enters the cocoon, something amazing happens. It transforms into a butterfly, soaring in freedom. And that's what discipleship does. Jesus takes us where we are, but he doesn't leave us there. He changes our thoughts, our hearts, and our actions. How's Jesus transforming you today? What old habits or attitudes need to change as you grow in discipleship? See, discipleship is really about becoming more like Jesus every day of our life. The third point I want to make is a disciple learns and then obeys the teachings of Christ. Jesus didn't just say, "Follow me." He also said, "Learn from me." Follow me and learn from me. Matthew 11:29. Discipleship involves studying the Word of God, knowing what Jesus taught, and then obeying the Word. Apply His teachings in everyday life, and it changes us. It transforms us. Jesus said this in John 8:31. He said, "If you abide in my Word, you are truly my disciples." See, if we're not abiding in the Word, we have to ask ourselves, are we a disciple or are we just a believer? Jesus told a story about two men that were building houses in Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27. And one built on a rock and the other person built on a sand. And when the storm came, only the house built on the rock stood firm. I remember singing that song as a little boy in Sunday school. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. What was the difference? You see, the wise builder heard Jesus' words and then he obeyed him. But not so with the foolish person. Are you building your life on God's word or are you building on the shifting sands of culture? How can you grow in obedience to Jesus? Well, true disciples don't just listen to Jesus, they live out his teachings. Today, maybe God is calling you into a deeper walk, into being a disciple and not just a follower, not just someone who's learning, but someone who's living out what he's learned. The fourth point I want to bring home today to us is this: a disciple makes other disciples. See, discipleship isn't just about growing personally. It's about helping others grow too. When you get a vision of this principle of discipleship, it changes your life and it makes you want to help others, help them grow into being disciples and discipling others. In Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." You see, every believer is called to make disciples. At home, at work, in our community. It doesn't mean you have to be a pastor, but it means sharing your faith and encouraging others and helping them to follow Jesus. Imagine a row of dominoes, and when the first one falls, it knocks over the next and the next and the next. That's what discipleship does. One person's faith can impact entire generations. Think today, who led you to Christ? Who can you help grow in Christ? Are you actively helping others grow in their faith? And who in your life can you encourage in their walk with Jesus? Friend, discipleship is not just addition, adding to the family of God. It's multiplication. It's about passing the faith forward. Now, the fifth point I want to share with you today, as we begin to wrap this up, is this point: the cost and the reward of discipleship. You see, discipleship is powerful, but it does come with a cost. See, Jesus said this in Luke 9 and verse 23, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Following Jesus means sacrificing our own desires and choosing his way. But the reward, it's greater than anything this world could ever offer. Jesus told a parable about a man who found a priceless pearl. Let me read it to you from Matthew 13. Verses 45 and 46 say this: "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. See, that's what discipleship is. Following Jesus is the greatest treasure. It's worth more than anything we could ever give up. Is there anything in your life that's holding you back from totally surrendering to Christ today? Are you willing to pay the cost of discipleship for the sake of the kingdom? The cost is great, friend, but the reward, it's eternal. Let me give you an illustration of this. There was once a young man who wanted to become a master carpenter. He was passionate about building, eager to learn, and he dreamed of creating beautiful works of art with his hands. So he found the most skilled carpenter in town, a man known not just for his craftsmanship, but for his character. The young man asked to be his apprentice. The master agreed, but said, "You'll have to follow me every day. Watch how I work, learn what I teach, and don't be afraid to get your hands dirty." The young man nodded enthusiastically. At first, he was frustrated. The master had him sweeping floors, fetching tools, and watching quietly. No cutting, no chiseling, just observing and serving. He thought, "This isn't carpentry, this is janitorial work." But the master said, "If you can't be faithful in the small things, you won't be faithful in the things that really matter." And over time, the apprentice began to see the master's rhythm, the way he chose his wood, the patience in each and every measurement, the gentleness with each stroke. It wasn't just about building furniture. It was about building with a purpose. Then years later, the young man became a master in his own right. But he always credited it to those early days of simply being with the master, learning not just the craft, but the heart behind it. See, friend, that's what discipleship is today. It's not just about learning information. It's about being with the master, watching, serving, imitating him, and most of all, obeying. Jesus didn't say, "Come learn from me." He said, "Come and follow me." Discipleship is less about a classroom, and it's more about a journey. It's less about mastering theology, and it's more about mastering humility, service, and Christ-likeness. Let's wind this message up today on Fresh Oil. Jesus is still calling disciples today. But the real question is, will you answer the call? Let's review what we talked about today. A disciple follows Jesus. A disciple's transformed by Jesus. A disciple learns and obeys Jesus. And a disciple, he makes other disciples. A disciple counts the cost and he follows anyway. Are you truly following Jesus or just admiring him from a distance? As we close out on Fresh Oil today, I want you to think about someone you can encourage this week. Maybe somebody who is looking for someone to disciple them and to show them the way.
Fresh Oil is pleased to announce the release of Keith's memoir entitled, This Is My Story, an inspiring book filled with stories of hope and inspiration. From the concert stage to the pulpit, Keith Manley shares his remarkable journey of faith, music, miracles, and ministry through personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, and hard-won lessons. This Is My Story is an inspiring reminder that God is present in every chapter of our lives. Uplifting, honest, and filled with hope, this memoir will encourage you to trust God's plan for your own story. This Is My Story is available today on Amazon, in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Search on Amazon for Keith Manley. This Is My Story.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.